Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Kenneth Hodge, with a quick postal podcast this morning. Before I start the podcast, I have to say those smooth, melodic, that smooth melodic melody that you hear in the background, that's Postal Mail Handlers. In fact, it's a group called Postal Jamming Guys. Fat Finger Tony and Smooth Finger Dave B. Providing that sultry music as I voice over that melody. Hey, listen, today's podcast is about bullying at work. It is becoming a serious issue because on an average I am currently receiving 2 to 3 requests to file EEOs pertaining to bullying in the workplace. And I have to say to the local president of 304, you play a big part in polarization of the members in Ohio. Yes, one might even consider that or your actions a type of bullying, because you are definitely perverting the will of the members or the desire of the members in Local 304 by not allowing me to continue as branch president. I want to say to the members, with respect to postal management, they appear to be off the chain with disrespect to our craft and to our contract. Supervisors are insisting that mail handlers have one-on-one meetings with them. And when mail handlers are requesting union representation, it's being denied. And that is a direct wine garden violation. I've presented this case to the Department of Labor several times before and have decisions back from the Department of Labor that Columbus management must adhere to an employee's request for representation during questioning. If you don't feel comfortable talking to postal management, request a steward. And when that request is not acknowledged or not provided, get with your union and then you file a grievance based on wine garden violations. And if your union won't process or take action on your allegation or your complaint, then you come and see your branch president, because I have no authority or jurisdiction in the grievance procedure. I will show you how to direct your complaint directly to the Department of Labor if you feel that warranted. So members, again, we need to unify. Let's epitomize the word union being brought together, and let's get together on this and raise our voices, because no one, including your branch president, should come to work into what is considered to be a hostile work environment that is intentionally set to diminish the quality of your work life. They play so lovely, don't you agree? If you feel you are being bullied, you're being harassed, a zero tolerance policy is not being adhered to, then listen, let's stop suffering in silence and raise those issues through the proper channel. And I say to you again, the proper channel would be for you to address this with the replacement union staff first. And then if you're not satisfied with the actions taken, then you can come and see your branch president and we'll address your complaint in a different venue. It's all about having peace and harmony at work. And if we can't have that, then we have to raise our voices to make sure outside agencies are aware of the bullying tactics that postal management, and I'm sorry to say, even your local president, play a major role in, and we can stop this. Hey, this is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, with a quick postal podcast this morning. And my words to you are, don't allow anyone to bully you at work. Don't allow anyone to treat you less than you are at work. And although my podcast is directly related to bullying at work, take this with you in all aspects of your everyday life. Maybe you have additional employment outside agency. You shouldn't be bullied there either. So if you're feeling bullied at work, you're feeling your rights are not being complied with as per our national and local agreement, then let's raise our voices and become very, 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 very proactive and bring this to a halt. Hey, listen, I'm going to fade my voice out, and we're just going to listen to the melody of Postal Jamming Guys. Listen, check me out on Facebook, and you got to see the Postal Jamming Guys perform this melody. Hearing it sometimes without seeing it, you won't get the full benefit of how marvelous your local mail handlers are. Postal Jamming Guys, take us home with a smooth beat.